Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Social Lab Team Hyman Radio, 604 in LA, 904 here in the ATL, coming to you live. What's cracking, everybody? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is the number. You know it. Hey, everybody loves pearly whites, right? Hey, tonight we're going to help you to turn your frown upside down with our special guest and the tools that you can use to make your smile shine bright like a diamond. How about that? because some of y'all need it. Listen, I don't know if he can help you with that halitosis. I don't know if he can help you with those chipped teeth, but I know he can shine them up for you. You know what I'm saying? Our special guest, Sersha, he's going to help you to turn that frown upside down. Looking forward to it. Before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, was cracking hot chocolate, was popping. Hey, shout out to all the queens, International Women's Day, and shout out to Madam CeeLo Boston, who's down tonight. Guess what? She had a tooth pulled. I don't know if she needed tooth. I don't know if she needed it brightened or not. You know, we could have helped her tonight, but you know.
You know what?
Hope she's better.
What's up, TM Hyman family? Thank you, General, for that women's greeting. Appreciate that. And hopefully Bossy is somewhere recovering and is not in any pain, because tooth pain sucks.
Oh, she's definitely in pain. That's why I wanted to make her laugh, because I'm sure she's listening. And, you know, so we definitely hope you feel better, Mama. Shout out to Madam CeeLo Boston. No doubt. Tonight, listen, it's not about just shining up your teeth. This is also an opportunity. Bumped into this. I actually heard this pitch for Pearly Whites on Clubhouse. Y'all know Clubhouse is like my ting right now. I'm addicted to Clubhouse. And if you don't know, if you haven't experienced, that's because you haven't stepped over to the dark side yet, where there's a whole lot of light shining, you know. And if you feel shut out, if you got mofo, right, you know, I can't help you. You got to switch your game up. Level up, throw those damn Androids out, you know.
You know what?
However,
I feel personally targeted.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm going to stop it, because guess what? You don't have to throw it out. Just put it on a shelf and wait until Clubhouse opens it up to Android users. Or you can expedite the process. You can expedite the process and just come on over. Get an iPhone. But our special guest tonight was in a room on Clubhouse that I'm addicted to. And you all know, you know, I'm down with the Clubhouse elite, of course. But he did a pitch that got my attention. It wasn't just about, you know, teeth whitening stuff. Because, I mean, I hear this stuff all the time, right? I mean, y'all know we've been doing this show for quite some time. We've had all kinds of celebrities on. We know about celebrity teeth whitening and all of that. But it was just something about the pitch. And Hot Chocolate, homies from Tampa Bay. And I think that might have been it. The fact that he's from Tampa Bay, Florida, I leaned in.
Yeah.
You all know I've spent a lot of time in Tampa Bay, spent 8 years
yeah.
in Florida.
Yeah.
But before I go any further, I just want to welcome my guy, Sersha, into the conversation. He actually heads Everyone Loves Pearly Whites. Introduce yourself to the audience, bro. Thanks for stopping past tonight.
Hey, I definitely appreciate the platform. Yeah, my name is Sersha Davis. I've been in the teeth whitening field for about 6.5 to 7 years now, and we're growing. It's excelling. I actually fly out to Texas next week to open up some affiliates. So I'm looking for, like, you know, like-minded individuals who will be, like, business owners. I'm from a small town, Mansfield, Ohio. I did a couple years of college. I'm just real big on self education. I self educated myself in the dental field. No degree, but I have my certifications. What I need to whiten the teeth. I have a strong orthodontist team who makes my whitening gel for me. So everything is FDA approved and made here in the States as well too. 34 years young. I got my own teeth whitening location, and like I said, I'm just looking to grow and keep adding to it, and it's growing left and right. So I appreciate you having me on your show.
How did you get into this field? I mean, are you from a family of dentists? You mentioned a small town, Mansfield, Ohio, but believe it or not, man, I manage call centers all over the country as well. And I had a center in Mansfield. I have one right now in Austintown, Ohio, Youngstown. So I know a little bit about those small towns. Shout out to Mansfield, Ohio. But how did you get into dentistry or, you know, teeth whitening specifically?
Okay. So when I was like in high school and stuff, I went to three different proms and three different homecomings, and I never smiled none of my pictures, right? The young ladies are beautiful. They all got beautiful teeth, but I didn't smile. It wasn't because my teeth wasn't, I wouldn't necessarily say beautiful, but I had a plaque, got a big gap, et cetera. A few years later, I ended up went to Miami. I went to Miami, and I met some young ladies out there who was in this type of field, and I started asking them questions, or picking their brain. When I came back up top, I just sat down. I got on the computer. I got with some people because I have friends that are orthodontists. And I started asking them questions. I started self-educating. I started learning about the oral hygiene and, you know, those sorts of things. And I said, you know what? I think I can do this. And I started using some products, and my teeth started getting whiter, and I started getting compliments left and right. And it really just took a couple compliments, like, man, your teeth are really white. They're really nice.
Yep.
And I just said, I'm going to just take it serious. And since then, I've been just rolling with it. So, yeah, that's how I got started.
Wow.
I went to Miami.
You mentioned having locations, and then you talked about affiliates as well. I know you sent me a package that I'm waiting on right now. So can you talk about what exactly you're doing at the locations itself, as well as the affiliate opportunities?
Yes. So one of my locations I have at my store, then I had a location inside of the Cross Creek Mall in Fayetteville, North Carolina. There we do like the sit-down sessions where you can come, you can sit down. We'll do it for you, and then we also have, like, the take-home teeth whitening kits that you can do it yourself as well. For those, you plug into, like, your iPhone, your Android, or, like, a standard USB. You order the mouth guard 30 minutes to an hour, once or twice a week. Your typical results is 1 to 4 shades whiter, and you can do it from convenience in your home. The only thing you have to replace is just your whitening gel. But once you get we initially get your kit, you get your whitening gel plus your light, and the only thing you place is just the gel itself. You get that from the website, www.everyonelovespearlywhites.com. Now, as far as affiliates, I have affiliates in parts of Texas, California, Ohio, Florida, the Carolinas, and Arkansas. So my affiliate program, what I'm doing is, because price-wise, quality-wise, and product-wise, I feel like nobody can compete with me. So what I'm doing is I'm giving people opportunity. They do a small investment. The investment would be it's like a package. The small investment, they get their own teeth whitening kits. It's Everyone Loves Pearly Whites, of course. And then they have their own teeth whitening light for some like sit-down sessions as well, too. So what you do is you do like a small investment, but the business is 100% yours. And then once you start selling your product and stuff, you're just getting a wholesale price, and you just build your company up. So the locations that I prefer is, you know, salons. You can do, like, high-traffic malls, storefronts, et cetera. So the affiliate program is booming because I met someone on Clubhouse last week, a young lady that lives in Dallas, Texas. And I'm flying out there, like I said, next week. I'm taking her kits, and I'm taking her light, and I'm about to train her, develop her, and teach her the business, get her the certification that she needs, and all the proper testing. I do, like, tests that they have to do to make sure they pass the test, and they get it rolling. They be on business owner.
Hey, that's dope, man. It is 9:14 where we are here in the ATL. Our special guest tonight is my guy, Sersha. Everyone loves Pearly White is the opportunity. And we're talking about affiliates as well as actually what the service is itself. You are in tune to the Social Lab. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Show.
Hot Chocolate, sounded like you had a question.
I did. Sersha, you mentioned certifications that you have. How are your affiliates certified?
So basically, it's because it's cosmetic. So it's a little bit different than going to school to get your cosmetology license. So for, I'll give you an example, okay? So like in the state of Carolina, you can be a hair braider and you can braid, but you don't need a license for that, right? So for the teeth whitening business, you don't have to get like a 4-year, 6-year, 8-year doctoral degree. You can just get the proper education. The certifications will come from me with my test questions, because you have to know about the oral. I let the orthodontist that's on the team look over the test questions as well with me. So like we're your teacher, and it's 15 questions. It's questions that's very, very important, though, because, you know, we have stuff that's going inside somebody's mouth, so you have to make sure everything is good. But it's 15 questions. So one question to be is, what is intrinsic or extrinsic staining, right? So that's a question. It's internal, external staining, and stuff like that. So once you complete everything, then you get the printout, and that'd be a certification, and you have all the knowledge and stuff that you would need to for people to be able to trust you to give them the product or do the sit down sessions.
And the affiliate business location. Do you have to have certain qualifications for you to do it in your home, or are these standalone locations, or how does that work?
Nope, that's a great question, because for me, what I did was the mall location, I have for the door-to-door team together, because I sold vacuums for 12 years. So my background in sales and marketing. So within like the last few months, a few of them want to come to the mall and stuff. We sold the kids door to door, like go knock on somebody's door randomly, knock on the door. And we did sit-down sessions and people convenience their home as well, too. We just wore the mask and gloves and stuff. They let us right in. We whitened the teeth from the home and, sterilized the machine and left, et cetera. So what I recommend is, if possible, if you can get a mall location. I know COVID slowed things down. Like last year, last March, from March 1st to March 15th, we did 362 teeth whitening sessions. That's the first 15 days of March. You know, that was before COVID really hit. So on average, we whitened more teeth than every orthodontist in most cities and states combined, because our price-wise and our location. But you can go to somebody's home. So it's not like that's why I'm not doing like a franchise where everything has to be a certain type of way. As long as you have the common knowledge and good customer service, your location to me, I let you do your own thing. I do just give strong suggestions, like a busy location, like a storefront or shopping center, or like inside of a mall, because you know you got high traffic and stuff. But you can do it from your home or inside somebody else's home. That's completely fine. And some of them do it. So, yep.
Now,
it's their preference.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Yep, I was about to say, yep, it's just their preference. It's whatever they think their business plan or strategy works best. I'm their coach. and I just make sure that they have any questions about marketing, because I print them out, or I send them templates of, you know, before and after pictures. I send them templates of, like, yard signs, flyers, you know, stuff like that, you know, like to do marketing and stuff. So it's not like I blow, okay, you're an affiliate, go get them. No. Because come April, I'm putting a modeling team together, and we're going to – I'm going to have Everyone Loves Pearly Lights model, and they're going to be modeling different cities and states. It's going to be helping the affiliates as well. And I have a team of brand ambassadors that they're going to start doing IG lives and Facebook lives with each brand – I mean, with each affiliate, opposed with just myself. This way, they're getting the exposure that they need, and I'm still helping them. I'm not just saying, okay, you're an affiliate, go get them. No, I want to help them, walk them through it, any type of coaching techniques or anything, sales techniques, marketing strategies, anything, I'm there for them at all times.
So can you talk about the different – I'm sorry, go ahead.
My last question right now is, how long is the training?
The training is between 48 to 72 hours. It's really based on are you a fast learner or not. I have some people get it within the 48 hours. It's just more or less hands-on, understanding that you don't put the gel on the gums, understand the names of the product that goes in the gum, as far as the gingival, or you have to know different carbamide peroxide, hydrogen peroxide. You have to know how the LED light works with that. You have to make sure somebody has enough enamel. You know, you got to understand the customer, make sure they don't have, like, they need, like, severe oral surgery and stuff like that. So it's basically, as long as you're a fast learner, it's very, very easy to grasp and get. The main thing is you just have to pass the test.
There is a test, folks, and there's a reason there's a test, because this is not for everyone, right? And if you think that you're just going to, you know, pick up a skill and just start playing around in people's mouths, you know, that's not quite how it works. My question is specific to some of what you just mentioned, because I think the certification is essential. But my question, as you were talking, I was thinking about the differences between traditional teeth whitening, because you talked about the gel. You talked about not putting the gel on the gums. You know, so I had questions about the difference between traditional teeth whitening versus LED. And then in the risk that's associated, with things like putting gel on sensitive gums, or, you know, actually trying to whiten teeth that doesn't have enough enamel. What are the risks with teeth whitening overall? But before that, what's the differences between traditional teeth whitening versus the LED service that you are describing?
That's a great question. Okay, so first and foremost, one of the main differences is the strength of the gel, okay? Now, to be a dentist, they use a higher grade of hydrogen peroxide than what we use, because we don't, it's all cosmetic, but since they do have their doctorials and stuff like that, they use the they use a higher grade of hydrogen peroxide, where I have orthodontist team, but since I don't have the doctorial, I use a higher grade of carbamide peroxide, which still breaks down hydrogen peroxide. Now, one difference is the LED light. The LED light, what it does is it accelerates the carbamide peroxide, which breaks down the hydrogen peroxide, and then that's how it starts to whiten your teeth. If you use a toothpaste that works really good, it's like a Crest 3D, right? Crest 3D, that toothpaste actually works. But when you get to, like, the charcoals and stuff, they're so abrasive, and that actually starts to strip your enamel, and that's what causes high sensitivity. When you go to a dentist, the results are good, but the hydrogen peroxide is so strong, it starts to strip your enamel. So for my teeth whitening, I have people that can whiten their teeth once or twice a week with little no sensitivity and doesn't strip your enamel. You can't go to a dentist like that because when you get out the chair, it's high sensitivity and it starts to strip your enamel. Also, another difference is when you do the LED light, it's only 300 lumens. So it's not strong as far as radiation and stuff as well. So it doesn't give you, well, some people are like, what about radiation? I have it, how does that affect that? It's like no radiation. And then also, the reason why you avoid your gums with the teeth whitening gel, because it can make it bubble up, right? Because it's strong, it can almost burn your gums. And this is why it's important to get the certifications and get the proper knowledge of actually how the everything actually works. Because you can actually burn your gums just by a little bit of permite peroxide touching your gums, it can actually start to burn. So those are just a few differences of the whitening and how it actually works.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in, our special guest tonight is Sersha. He is a did you buy into the program yourself as an affiliate, or did you actually help to found this? I think you said that you were brought into it. Is that right?
No, I'm the owner and founder of Everyone Loves Pearly Whites. I have the largest teeth whitening manufacturer in the world who actually manufactured my kits for me. So, like, I'm the owner, founder. I started from the ground floor, built my team, and getting my teeth whitening kits manufactured. I'm the owner and founder of it, and I have affiliates that's under me, but nope, I started everything from ground floor.
If we didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, now we know. CEO, owner of Everyone Loves Pearly Whites. We're getting it directly from Sersha tonight. He's certainly helped us to understand the differences between the traditional versus LED whitening. The one thing that I do understand, because I've been hearing this over the years, is LED is going to whiten your teeth quicker. And, hey, who doesn't want it done quicker? And I'm thinking, it sounds like it's quicker and it's less stressful on the teeth overall. Hey, 917-889-3926, if you have questions or if you want to tap in. It's all great.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley, you can never check me. Back to back for the that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and you left the boy no options. I wanna see my go insane. You gon' make me step out of my f***ing frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my way. I waited 4 days, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave playing ARF. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor of Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting body by singing. I'm not the type of that a type of. And shout to all my balls wiping. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did talked about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about the Sever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, Junie better see it. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom. Please, check them for a while or an earpiece. Please, please do not let these nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real man who ain't one, please? Somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guanajuato. I got the fest in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that.
This is the Social Lab Team. I'm in radio, 8:31 in Houston, 9:31 in New York City. Our special guest tonight, Saoirse, CEO and founder of Everyone Loves Pearly Whites. Hey, we want to help to turn your frown upside down and put money in your pocket because he's looking for affiliates. If you have a salon or a shop or a spa, you know, if you want to enhance your services, And this fits now. Don't be trying to do teeth whitening and you sell socks and shoes, okay? It's not a good fit in your place of business. It needs to be something that fits, that's going to be in alignment with what you're already doing, okay? I'm just saying, you know, don't make it weird for people who coming in, you know, to buy collard greens and you asking them if they want their teeth whitened. It's just not a good fit. Saoirse, I have a real question for you, bro, in reference to, like, the whole certification process or setting people up for success. Because for me, I'm like, man, this is a legit business opportunity. People certainly always want to be confident, right? And a beautiful smile helps anyone to be confident. You talked about how those compliments helped you immediately. Right, they just want to dive in, but I'm thinking it's a damn pandemic, man. Like, who wants to play around that close to somebody, specifically in somebody's mouth, right? I want to be 12 feet from people at all times, let alone let somebody come play in my mouth, right? Without going right. to a dentist. When I think of this type of service, I think of a dentist, a professional. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, I'm trying to understand the level of certification. You said you can do it in about 72 hours, but the levels of the certification, but specifically the safety in a pandemic, like how are you approaching COVID? Because you talked about 300 plus sessions, right, in Ohio during a pandemic. How are you protecting yourself, your team, and your affiliates?
That's a great question. So what I had to do was, once COVID got really, really serious as far as the numbers started to skyrocket, right, because those numbers was based off of sit-down sessions. So what I had to do was I had to give the manufacturer, get with the team, and that's why we have take-home kits now. So now in the take-home kit, it comes in the small box. You get your own whitening gel pen. The whitening gel pen, you're going to do it yourself. While you working out, while you watching Netflix and chilling, while you on social media, while you driving your car, before you going to bed. So now what you're going to do is, instead of us doing that many sit down sessions, now we're just selling that many more kits. So instead of us having to do the customer land back in the chair, and the customer can have a chance to breathe in us, even though we've got the mask on, et cetera. Now all they do is buy the kit from us. They go home. They put the whitening gel on all 32 teeth, top and bottom. They plug the LED light, say, cell phone, iPhone, Android, or USB, and they do it from the convenience of themselves. So I had to take the precautionary measure because before I had my kits, my numbers had dropped because, you know, the mall starts slowing down and people start, you know, social distancing was like a real thing it's still a real thing now, but, you know, it's like really, really, you know, really there. So now with the take-home kit, hey, people just, when you buy my kit, they keep it going. And so now that offsets numbers and stuff. So the sit-down sessions, we still do them, but the take-home kits are skyrocketing because it's so convenient now. And it's so affordable. It's so affordably priced. And that also helps us out tremendously too. Because the average whitening take-home kit and sit-down sessions range between $199 upward to like $500, $600. We charge $49.98 to whiten your teeth.
Uh-oh.
So, and it's the same dental grade, and that's what set us different. There's other teeth whitening brands out there that I'm sure is good too, but they charge $100 for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, which I think that's blasphemous. We charge $50, $49.98, so basically $50, you can whiten your teeth. And people love it.
We're putting you on tonight, folks. Listen, you people love it. Listen, I love it. The price of that is ridiculous because you said it. I mean, I know for a fact what you said is real. I mean, anywhere from, you know, 200, you know, 500 teeth whitening solutions are real, and people are paying for it every day. And mostly what they're doing is they're throwing on something like celebrity teeth whitening. Right. So tell me this, if someone like Hot Chocolate, who already, you know, works and is trying to map out their daily schedule with an opportunity like this, right? When you talk about certification, how many modules, you know, how mentally prepared? You know, clearly you have to be prepared with anything that you start, right? But just trying to set expectations. You know, to get it done in 72 hours, you know, 3 days, 4 days, you know, max. The one thing I heard you say is you said you're flying into Houston and you're doing a hands-on training, right?
Yes. Yep, it's Dallas. So, yeah, I'm flying to Texas next week. I'm going to do
Dallas.
A hands-on training. Yep, Dallas, yep. I'm flying to Dallas next week. I'm going to do a hands-on training with the young lady. She's actually going to take those couple of days off of work because she says she wants this to be for her grandbabies so they can start a business and stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going down there. I'm about to educate her. If she has any type of questions before I answer the question, I'm going to make her self-educate herself first based off of the, you know, the complex of the teeth whitening realm. And then we're going to elaborate, we're going to discuss, we're going to talk. The main thing is, in this type of business, you have to have a mature mind frame, meaning that you have to take the initiative to learn. Because, like I said, you know, the oral hygiene is very, very important. You know, like the importance of just making sure your mouth and stuff isn't dehydrated and stuff. You know what I mean? You got to make sure you have the proper hydration just for your mouth. You have to understand what causes stains, what doesn't cause stains. And these are things that I teach you with the certification, because some people don't know that staining can be hereditary. It can just be the cards that was dealt, and that's why your teeth is stained. It's not because you don't brush your teeth every day. It can be because mom and dad or et cetera, that's the cards that was dealt. It could be you drinking red wines and blueberries and strawberries or things that's acidic. You drinking, you smoking the tobacco and stuff. Like, these are things that stain your teeth. You're really supposed to actually drink wine out of a straw. And it's not really popular by belief, but that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to drink those out of a straw because those actually stain your teeth. So the certification within the 72 hours is just making sure that you understand, but you also have to comprehend what is going on. You have to have a model, meaning somebody that you're going to practice on too. That way I can make sure you're putting the gel properly on the teeth. You're putting the proper stuff around the gum so to protect the gum protective stuff as well too. Making sure you get the proper fit for the mouth guard so it's not discomfort for the customer in their mouth. So, you know, these are things that you're going to learn those 48 to 72 hours. But I'm always one phone call away or I can fly out to anywhere that you're at any given time as long as you know it's notice and stuff. But I'm always here for you to help you and teach you so you're never left out by yourself as well. So the 72 hours...
In your training, are there any instances where you feel as though the person is not comprehending it and it's just not, they're not comprehending it, point blank, period? How do you approach a situation like that? My only concern is the whole, and not that it's the same thing by any means, but the whole females doing butt injections with people who are quote unquote certified. So how do you build that trust for me, the person who is trying to become an affiliate?
Well, first and foremost, that's why we do a test. You got me? I feel the best way to show appreciation to your professor is not sitting in the classroom, but it's to ace the test. You know what I mean? I train individuals to sell a $3,000 vacuum cleaner within an hour and a half to complete strangers. It all takes patience. Every one of my affiliates I have now or that I've encountered, I've been very patient with them, and I want them to learn. I'm like user-friendly when it comes to teaching or people-friendly when it comes to teaching. So it's like one of the things where I make you understand it, I make you learn, I make you comprehend. It's like no choice. It's like I'm that type of professor because you're investing your money and you're investing in my brand and my name and my product. So since I want to be a global or a worldwide brand, I ensure with 100% that the affiliates that I have are properly trained because they don't have a choice. Because it's like going to class, but you don't have a choice but to get an A on the test. It, for me, it's either A or F. But the way I teach and stuff and the way I train them and stuff is they just get it. They get it, they understand, they comprehend. Because that's why I say if you ask me like a week over something and you have a question, I don't answer the question right away. I make you go self-educate yourself, and then within 5 minutes or so, we'll revisit the conversation. That's how I know that you understand and comprehend it because you now self-educate yourself. And then we talk about it, then we come up with the conclusion, what the answer is, what it should be, et cetera. But I make sure that I take my time. And like I said, I also see you actually perform the it's not procedure. I actually see you perform the teeth whitening before I actually leave because you have to have your own model and stuff. That's a requirement. You have to have somebody that's there to actually that's going to allow you to whiten your teeth, whether it's your family, friend, whoever. So I actually get to watch you put the gel on the teeth and everything around the gums. That's what's going to gums and stuff. So, yep, it's no choice. There's no choice.
Tersha, drop your contact information for people who are currently interested and who've been listening all hour and who may want to ask you questions directly or may want to tap in. Drop your contact information.
Awesome. Well, first off, my IG is Everyone Loves Pearly White. It's all together. Everyone Loves Pearly White. You can hit my cell phone. I got business phones. 910-651-0593. That's my cell phone. You can text or call anytime that you want. My website, www.everyonelovespearlywhites.com. You can order your teeth whitening kits if you're interested in that as well. If you want to be a brand ambassador or influencer, Whether you have a strong social media presence, TikTok presence, et cetera, I do pay you to be an influencer, and I do pay you to be a brand ambassador. IG, again, is Everyone Loves Pearly White. My phone number is 910-651-0593, and I'm always available.
It's not for I say tap in. I am in works to become a brand ambassador because, listen, I too love Pearly Whites. I drink coffee, I drink wine, I drink dark Hennessy, light Hennessy, all things mm-hmm. Hennessy. And see,
yeah.
I need, you know, as much as I can get to clean these teeth. You feel me? And so, listen, tap in to Sersha, who's trying to help you, right? He's trying to help you to have a confident smile so you can get more girls. If it works for him, it can work for you. And he's trying to put some money in your pocket, right? I mean, become the first affiliate in your major market. Sersha, where are your affiliate offices again currently?
So I have them parts in California. Palmdale, California. I have somebody in Los Angeles, California. Now, you got to think, Los Angeles is pretty big, so I can put more affiliates there, so don't let that scare you. I have some in Deland, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Greensboro, North Carolina, Fayetteville, that's where I'm at, Columbus, Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, Little Rock, Arkansas, Frisco, Texas, Dallas, Texas. That's where I'm going next week for Dallas, Texas as well, too. So, yeah, like I said, we're growing. We're growing. And it's just the investment is small. But when you make your investment, you automatically get enough product that's going to put you in profit. So it's not like one of those things where you have to invest in this and wait. No, you actually, when you invest your money, you get all your product and stuff there too. You know what I mean? So you start making money.
You start making money. But, folks, listen, nothing worthwhile comes easy. We don't bring you get-rich-quick schemes. We don't bring you, you know, people on who's going to promise you, you know, to pull a rabbit out of a hat for 25 cents, right? We're not going to bring you anything that's not real. You know for a fact how we feel. You apply your faith and then apply some work, and you can make things happen, right? Because faith without work is dead. Hot Chocolate asked a question in reference to trust. How do I trust that someone is able to do what it is that they say they're going to do? It comes down to branding, folks. It comes down to your personal brand. If you're trying to put this inside of a store, I would think that your store already has some kind of credibility. But listen, with anything that you're trying to do, whether it's a new start off project or endeavor, or whether you're trying to modify your current business, there's 12 qualities of effective leadership that has to be applied at all times, right? I mean, you see how the founder and CEO has come on, and for a full hour, he's able to talk about his product. He's able to respond in real time, right, and demonstrate a level of excellence in what he's presenting to us. So the first quality of effective leadership is just that. It's excellence, right? And then number two is objectivity. Number three, innovation. Four, persistence. Five, communication. Number six, inspiration. Seven, caring. What am I talking about? I'm talking about 12 qualities of effective leadership. If you're going to do anything, you have to be an effective leader. If someone's going to listen to you or follow you, you have to be able to lead, right? I ended with number seven, caring. Number eight, sensitivity. Number nine, you have to be a receptive listener. You have to listen, right? Number 10, you have to be forthright. Don't be trying to dance around questions that people are asking you. Just tell the truth. Spit it out, right? If you're going to lie about it, don't think that we don't feel that you're lying. We can feel that lying energy, right? So just be forthright. And if you don't know, say you don't know, right? But listen, people will support you if you're forthright and honest. Number 11, effective conflict management. You cannot run a business. You damn sure can't be trying to whiten people's teeth and you not be ready for some kind of fallout. You got to be willing to do effective conflict management. What is that? It's the ability to help people work through emotionally charged differences of opinions in a way that still builds team spirit. See, the bottom line is you want to get paid. Sometimes there's mess ups. Sometimes there's hiccups. Sometimes there's miscommunication. You got to be able to work through that. Number 12. Ooh, number 12 is probably number one. Effective time management. If you tell somebody you're going to be there on time, at a certain time, be on time. Be on time. Be there ahead of time. People hate late people, especially if they paid you some money. So I know we get on, you know, get on these platforms and we pop out, right, about what we do and what we want to do. But you got to be an effective leader who can stand by their brand and who can weather the storm. Specifically when you're talking about dealing with the public, because the public can beat your ass. And you better be ready, right? You better be ready to deal with it. Because when people have paid for something, you got to be able to deliver. Help us understand your most memorable experience, your most memorable customer service experience, Sersha, because I would think that you had quite a few.
Yes. One of my most memorable customer experiences that I had was it was actually a young lady, and it was memorable because I have two. One, I have a young lady, and once when I seen her teeth, right? Because my job as a professional is I'm professional. But my job is also to ensure the best quality and customer service that I possibly can have, right? So when I seen her teeth, she had a whole bunch of extrinsic and intrinsic staining, like beyond galore, right? I whitened her teeth.
Okay, wait. We need some layman's terms. What the hell? Does that mean she had a total yuck mouth?
Well, I can't say it that way, but I feel like this.
Gina, though, her mouth was toe up, Gina.
I feel like this. I was highly surprised. She's a beautiful young lady. I was just highly shocked and highly surprised on how much training she actually had. But the blessing.
Gotcha.
But the blessing out of that was, her staining came from the hereditary side I was talking about. So I actually, she drank a lot of coffee. Actually, she drank a lot of, eat a lot of candy and stuff. And she said she don't do that. So hers was, she's from the islands. Hers was just that's what it was. The blessing that came out of that, I had a doctor that I met actually came inside one of my storefronts, and he ended up setting something up with her and planned that he's going to help her out where he has to actually remove the staining with the actual tool. It's almost like a little drill to like the shade all the staining off. And I think that was one of the most memorable customer experiences that she's about to basically like a brand new smile. Just off the strength that he came in, and then he came in to check me out to make sure I knew what I was doing and talking about. Cause I didn't know the guy, and the doctor, the orthodontist, he had me give him her contact information to set it up where he's gonna bless her almost for free, because the story I gave was, you know, I was highly surprised and shocked and stuff, and that was just a true blessing that he's able to do that, and he's going to bless her to basically have a brand new smile. Another experience I had was a customer came in, again, high staining stuff. But this time the LED light and the gel, the carbon trioxide, took care of it. And they were just so ecstatic. They were so ecstatic where they started to cry. And you'd be so surprised on the confidence level of someone's teeth actually did. 78% of people, the first thing they look at is your smile. A lot of people think growing up it's your shoes. No, it's actually your smile. The first thing somebody look at is your teeth. Whether you got one tooth or 32 teeth, they look at your teeth and how your teeth actually looks. And when that person got out that chair, I'm talking about, you would have thought they won the lottery. But it brought a smile to me because I remember I was once that person that didn't like smiling and stuff. And I remember they brung all their family and friends and stuff and to get their teeth whitened and stuff. And they raved about it and talked about it and stuff. And and that's what keeps me inside the business. Of course, I do it for profit, but the main reason I do it is because I feel when you can look somebody in the eye and you can give them the eye contact, you have good conversation, but when you can smile behind it, you control the room. And that's what really, really keeps me inside the business, because I can bless one person at a very affordable price, one smile at a time. And those are some of my most memorable customer service experiences. And I'll be getting DMs from people on, like, Instagram and stuff and Facebook and stuff. And they'd be like, man, the kit really works. It really works, man. How do I get more gel? And I'd be like, well, I know it worked in my head, but I'm like, thank you so much for the support and stuff. And that's what really keeps me going, man, because I really like to see people smile. Because people ask me, why do I smile so much? One, it's my brand, but for two, I just appreciate life, but I appreciate being able to smile because smiling becomes contagious. And that's why I push the
team. Hey, and we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you for stopping past tonight. Drop your social one more time as we wind down for people who are interested. I mean, you certainly piqued my interest, and I'm waiting for my kit to arrive so I can get my bright white smile on. So drop your social one more time, and we appreciate you.
Okay, IG is Everyone Loves Pearly White. That's Everyone Loves Pearly White. Or you can go to www.everyonelovespearlywhites.com. You can hit my main line. It was my business phone, 910-651-0593. Affiliates, brand ambassadors, influencers, you can just tap in with me. I'm always here. And I appreciate
tap in
you guys.
If you are interested, folks. Do not play with it, right? We bring you real people during the real times that we're in. He dropped his digits, and there's very few people who are dropping a real phone number on you in 2021. On what's today? Today is Monday.
March
8th. Wow, I've had a long weekend. Pray for my family, folks. I lost an uncle over the weekend to COVID, headed to Virginia. This week, but on Wednesday we got Polo Baby as well as Jonathan. He's a Harvard rapper who's been killing it on Clubhouse. We got him and Polo Baby right here with us live Wednesday 9 p. Hey Sersha, you're welcome back anytime, man. We certainly gonna be tapping in more. I can't wait to become an ambassador for you and help to make people smile bright all over the country. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me.
Right. Anytime. Folks, we're back on Wednesday, 9 p. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll see you then.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.